The government of Pakistan has successfully launched its first three-year Ijara Green Sukuk, raising 31.99 billion rupees at a net rental rate of 10.64%, under its Sustainable Investment Sukuk framework aligned with the Vision 2028. The Sukuk offer, initially set at 30 billion rupees, drew robust investor interest as total bids amounted to 161.74 billion rupees, making it 5.4 times oversubscribed, according to AHL research head Sana Tafiq. The Green Sukuk is a landmark step towards climate-linked, Sharia-compliant financing aimed at attracting capital for environmentally sustainable projects. The launch was commemorated with a gong ceremony at the Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, where key stakeholders shared insights into the significance and future of green Islamic finance. Speaking at the ceremony, Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb praised the market's response, terming it a testament to growing investor confidence in Pakistan's reform trajectory. He highlighted that 14% of the country's bond portfolio now consists of Sukuk instruments, which reflects a strategic pivot towards Islamic finance. Pakistan's domestic debt stands at 37 trillion rupees, of which 5 trillion rupees, approximately 14%, is Sukuk-based debt. The minister reiterated Pakistan's commitment to macroeconomic stability, referencing the IMF's approval of the first review in the $1.3 billion Resilience and Sustainability Facility, RSF, as key recent achievements. He shared that Pakistan was actively reorganizing its debt profile to ensure long-term fiscal health and was working on the upcoming federal budget with a focus on pension reforms and debt servicing efficiency. Innovative funding strategies, both domestic and international, are in the pipeline to support economic resilience and sustainable development. PSX Board Chairperson Dr. Shamshad Akhtar emphasized Pakistan's vision to emerge as a regional hub for Sharia-compliant green finance. She projected the country's climate adaptation needs at $348 billion by 2030, noting that traditional financing methods were insufficient. Green sukuks, she said, serve as a gateway to tap into the $4 trillion Islamic finance and $2.5 trillion green bond markets. With over 90,000 megawatts of solar and wind potential, she identified renewable energy and waste-to-energy as key sectors for green investment. Advisor to Finance Minister Khurram Shahzad pointed to climate change and population growth as Pakistan's two most pressing challenges. He shared signs of fiscal improvement, citing a rise in the tax-to-GDP ratio from 9.5% to 10.6% and a reduction in the debt-to-GDP ratio from 74% to 65%. Looking ahead, he revealed Pakistan's plans to introduce a panda bond, enabling access to Chinese capital markets.